שלום עליכם אבויסאי, שלום רפא מירושלים מיר הקוידש. בעזר השם יזבורך ובסייעתו דשמיא מרובה, רבאות הבגין פרשת ואיז חנן. ומשה רבינו continues his 37 day long drosho, which began on ראש חודש שבט in the year 2488 at the beginning of פרשת דבורים. פרשת ואיז חנן could be divided into 11 topics. Topic number 1, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, pleads, and warns Am Yisrael that we must keep all the mitzvahs meticulously in order that we should be zoiche to continue to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. From the beginning of the parasha until Perek Dalet, Posuk Chof Dalet. Topic number 2, Moshe Rabbeinu warns us that if we'll be Oved Avodah Zorah, Hashem will throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. But we are guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us to our land. From Perek Dalet, Posuk Chof Hei, Kisoy Lidbonim Uvnei Bonim, until the Aliyah of Shlishi, and this is the laning of Tisha B'Av of mourning. The third topic, Moshe Rabbeinu designates three of the six Ori Miklot that he's able to, the ones that are on the eastern side of the Yaldein. From the Aliyah of Shlishi, three Psukim, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, and Mem Gimel. Topic number 4, the Hakdomo, to what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach us throughout Sefer Dvorim. Some new mitzvahs, some old mitzvahs with new details, from Posuk Mem Daled until the Aliyah of Revi. Topic number 5, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the Aseres HaDibrois, which we were told in Parshas Yisroi. But there are some differences between what's written over there in Parshas Yisroi and the Aseres HaDibrois in our Parsha, Parshas Vayis Chanan. From the Aliyah of Revi until Perek Hei Posuk Chof Ches. Topic number 6, a second Hakdama to Moshe Rabbeinu telling us all the mitzvahs throughout Sefer Dvorim, the new ones, the old ones with new details, from Posuk Chof Tes until the Aliyah of Shishi. Topic number 7, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us the mitzvahs Yesodio is the foundational mitzvahs of Yiddishkeit in this parasha of Kriya Shema. From the Aliyah of Shishi until Posuk Tes. Topic number 8. Moshe Rabbeinu warns us, do not forget Hashem from all the abundance of the goodness that you will get when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Psukim Yud through Tezvov. Topic number 9. Loisen Nasru Es Hashem Elokeichem. Do not doubt Hashem at any point in time. Rather, keep on keeping all the mitzvahs as a condition for you to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Psukim Tes Zayin through Posuk Yutes. Topic number 10, Kish Olcho Bincho Mochoil Mohoidoid Vachukim Amishpotim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeichem Eschem. Your children will ask you, what is the reason that Hashem told us to keep all the mitzvahs? And Moshe Rabbeinu tells us what the answer we should give them is. From Posuk Chof through Posuk Chof Hei. And finally, the 11th and last topic of the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us upon entering Eretz Yisrael, you must destroy the goyim and all the avodah zarah and separate yourselves from the goyim. Don't intermarry with them and don't have any shaychus to them. Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem Elokecho, b'cho bochar Hashem Elokecho, liyo ish lo l'am sgula mikoyl amim asher al pnei horadomo. And let us begin b'siyatu d'shmaya, the first topic of Parshas Vayis Chanan. Voice Hanan el Adonai, voice Ahilei Moir. And I davened to Hashem, I pleaded to Hashem at that time as follows. We'll soon see the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he wants to enter Eretz Yisrael. Although Hashem told him in Parshas Chukas, as a result of the chet of Mei Meriva, because he hit the rock instead of speaking to it, that he may not enter Eretz Yisrael. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu's Hava Amina to Davin that he should be able to answer? Says the Posuk Bo'is, Hahi, I pleaded with Hashem at that time referring to after we conquered Sichon and Oig and Eiver HaYaldein. And I thought, being that Eiver HaYaldein is a extension of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's considered that I entered Eretz Yisrael partially. And we have a klal from a Mishnah Masecht Nedorim, Neder Shehudar Miktsoso Yehudar Kuloi. If part of the Neder became mutter, it's matter the whole Neder. But after all, there are two ways to look at it. One can say, no, you didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. You only entered the extension of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I daven to Hashem to look at it this way. Being that I entered part of Eretz Yisrael, it should be considered huta miktsosoi and allow me to enter the entire Eretz Yisrael. Lemuel says, Rashi, I'm not leaving you until you give me an answer to my question. Says Rashi, Voeschana. Targum says, Vitzalesi, and I davened. The normal Lashon for Tefillah is Voespalel. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu use a Lashon of Voeschanan? Says Rashi, two pshotim. Pshat number one, Ein Chinun Mechol Mokoim, Elo Lashon Matnas Chinom. The root of the word Voeschanan is, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for a Matnas Chinom, for a free gift. He's not basing it on his Zchuyos. Afal Pishi Yesh Loem Latzadikim Litlois B'Maseim HaToivim. Moshe Rabbeinu has plenty of Zchuyos to ask that he should be given because of those chuyos. Nevertheless, ein mevakshim eis hamokim elo matnas chino. Ulefi she'omah lo yivchanuiz yes asher ochoin, omah b'loshon v'eschanan. Hashem Yisborach tells Moshe Rabbeinu when he gave him the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim in Parshas Kisiso on Yom HaKippurim. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu v'chanuiz yes asher ochoin, I will give free gifts to those who I choose to. Moshe Rabbeinu utilized that Loshen and he says, Loshen voeschanan Hashem, I'm not begging because of my zchuyos, I'm asking for a free gift. That's pshat number one in Loshen voeschanan. Tovorachel, zechot me'asor al-leshoine, shenikris tefillah, kediso b'sifri. The Sifri tells us that there are 10 leshoines of tefillah, and Moshe Rabbeinu chose one of them. I'm not sure why this is considered a dovorachel. I would have said that one complements the other. The Sifri says that there are 10 Lashonot of Tefillah, and Moshe Rabbeinu chose this specific one, as Rashi explained. But Rashi says that this is considered a Dovorach. Boy Sahi at that time, La'achal Shakovashti Eretz Sichoin Ve'oing, Dimisi, I thought, Shema Hutaraneda. This is the second time that Rashi mentioned this Hava Amida of Moshe Rabbeinu. The first was in Parshas Pinchos, Perek Chov Zayin Posuk Yud Beis in Rashi's second pshat over there. On over there, Rashi brings down a beautiful moshul Ein Shom. Leimoel ze echod mishloishem ekoim oishom ha'moishel lifnei ha'mokim. Eini manichacho ad shetoidi eini im tase sheilo seim lav. Rashi says this is one of three places that Moshe Rabbeinu insists on getting an answer, and he's not going to let go until he gets an answer. Rashi Bayas doesn't bring down what the three places are, but Rashi above, in Parshas Behaloyscha, says that there are actually four places. And they are, one is in Parshas Behaloyscha at the end, when Moshe Rabbeinu davens for his sister Miriam. Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Leimoil, she wants Hashem to give him an answer, will you cure her or not? Secondly, Rashi brings down from the end of Parshas Shmois, Vayidamer Hashem Moshe Leimoil, he wants an answer, are you planning on redeeming them from Mitzrayim or not? And thirdly, in Parshas Pinchos, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Ruchet L'chol Bosor, he says, Vayidaber Moshe Hashem Leimoil, will he be Memane, will he appoint a new leader or not? And fourthly, in our Parsha, Voeschanan Hashem Leimoil. Why Rashi over here says three, and in Parshas Behaloyscha says four, and the Sifri says it's actually five according to one opinion? Take a look at the Sifsei Chachom. Posuk Chov Daled Adonai Elohim Atoach Iloiso Le'arois Es Avdecho Es Godlecho Ves Yodocho Achazoko Asher Mi'il Bashomayim Uvoretz Asher Yaseh Ma'asecho Vechigvuroisecho. Hashem, Rashi learned the Poshur Pshat of the following words is, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. Namely, in showing us that we conquered Sichon and Oig and Ever Hayarden. There is no other power in the heaven or in the earth that could do like your actions and like your mighty things. And Rashi explains, just like you showed me Melchemes Sichon and Oig, also I want you to show me the Melchemes Lamed Aleph Melochim that we're going to conquer in Eretz Yisrael. And what's the shaykhis between the two? Just because Hashem showed him Melchemes Sichon Ve'oig, therefore you should show him Melchemes, the 31 Melochim in Eretz Canaan. Why? So it could be one of two possibilities. either Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to the Hutar HaNeder, Hutar Miktsosoi, Hutar Kuloi, being that already I was zeicher to see this Milchama, so Hutar HaNeder, I could see the other part of the Milchama. Or maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to the din we know, Hamatzchil b'mitzvah oimrim lo gmoir. Hashem, I started in this mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael. I would like to finish it by entering Eretz Yisrael and fighting the 31 malachim. That is the poshup shot of this posuk that Rashi brings down at the end of his pirush. But Rashi starts off saying a drash. Says Rashi, Hashem Elokim rachum bedin. The posuk is combining over here shemois of rachamim and shemois of din in two ways. We know that shem yud kei vov kei is midas harachamim. On the other hand, the shem aleph dalet nun yud is midas hadin. And Moshe Rabbeinu is using both shemois, Hashem Elokim. Says Rashi, rachum bedin, even when you're done, you do it with mercy. Another way Moshe Rabbeinu combining it, because the word yud kei vov kei, the shem yud kei vov kei, normally we read it as aleph dalet nun yud. But over here is different. Look at the nikud. The nikud is of Elokim. Elokim is also midas hadin. So the ksiv is midas rachamim, and the kri is midas hadin. Is midas hadin rachum bedin. Says Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi. Ato achiloi solagoi. Says avdecho posach liois oimed umispalel. Moshe Rabbeinu begins to daven afal pishenik zerog zero. Even though there was a zero in Parshas Chukas, you're not entering Eretz Yisrael. So mechi teisi to daven about that. Omar loi says Moshe ta Hashem mimcholo madeti. I learned from you, Ato Hachiloiso, you have begun to teach me this lesson. Where? Shomaltoli by Cheto Egel in Parshas Kisiso. You said, Vato Hanicholi. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, let go of me. Frek Moshe, V'chi Teifes Hoisi Becho, I was holding on to you, Kaviyochol. Elo, what does Hashem want from Moshe? Moshe, Hashem is telling Moshe, Elo Liftoyach Pesach, you meant to tell me, Shebi Hoyot Toluli Spalal Aleim. You meant to tell me, Moshe, you have the power to hold on to me. You have the power with your tefillah to change the gzeiro. Says Moshe, K'moichein, Oisi Savu, Lasis Achshav. I thought I could do the same thing now. That's Pshan, Ato Achiloisa, you have begun to show me this concept. That even though there's a gzeira, you could be mevatlet with tefillah. Es god lecho zumidas tuvecho v'cheinoi mevato yigdal nakoyach Hashem. Although this pasuk was said not by the Chet HaEgel, this is said by the Chet HaMeraglim, but it's the same idea. You see that it's god lecho, the midas tuvecho of Hashem, that Hashem forgives and Hashem can change a gzeira. Ves yodecho zuyeminecho sheipshuto lechol boi oilom. Your yad that's able that accepts people betshuva. Hachazoko shato kuvish berachamim es midas hadin hachazoko. You're able to conquer the midas hadin that made that gzeira against me that I can't enter Eretz Yisrael. You can conquer it with your great mercy. Asher mi el bashamayim uvoretz ein chodoy mele melech boso vodom shiyesh lo yoyatzim usekanditrin. You're not like a regular king, a boss of Adam, a human king that has advisors and chief ministers. Hamemachin beyodoi kesheroitze lasois chesed v'lavur al midoisof. A human king has his advisors and viziers and other people that are able to convince him and to make a machot, to tell him not to pardon people that he would like to pardon. But you, ato ein miyimcha beyodcho im timcholi utuvat al gzeiroscho. Nobody will stop you if you'll be moichal me and be mevatel gzeira against me. In this drash, Rashi is learning the word Hashem mikel b'shamayim v'oretz. There is no power in the heavens and in the earth, namely a melech boso v'adam, although he can't do that, but you can. You're not like them. Ad kan the drash of this posuk. Ulefi pshutoi, ato achiloi se la'aroi se savdecho. You have begun to show your servant milchem esichon voig. Kidichsim, rei, the same words. Hachiloisi, teis lefonecho, in Parshat Dvorim. And if that's the case, harini milchemes shloishim echad melochim, as I explained, I think one of two pshotim. Either because hutar neder, hutar miktsos, hutar kuloi, or because amaschil b'mitzvah, imrim loy gemoy. פסוק חופי עברונו ורס אורץ הטויבו אשר בעבר ירדין הור הטויב הזה והלבונוין.
Please let me cross over and see the good land on the other side of the Yaldein. Hohor atoiv hazeh, this good mountain referring to Yerushalayim. Ve'alevonoin, the Beis HaMikdosh, which whitens the Averus of Am Yisrael.
Says Rashi, Ebrono, Eino, Eloloshin Bakoshe, please. Hohor atoiv hazeh, Yuz Yerushalayim. Ve'alevonoin, the Beis HaMikdosh. Posuk chovo, Vayisaber Adonoi, bi lemanchem. ולא ישמע אלוהי ויאמר אדוני אלי רב לך אל תויסב דבר אלי עוד בדבר הזה.
And Hashem was filled with anger on me, and all this למענכם, all this is because of you, because by the chet of Mei Meriva, it was because you were kvetching and you were fighting. That's what got me flustered, and that's why I hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock.
And Hashem was filled with anger and he did not listen to me.
Not only that, Hashem told me, Rav Loch, it's enough for you. Stop davening. Do not continue to talk to me more about this topic anymore.
Says Rashi, Vayisaber Hashem, Nismali Chemo. Rashi is telling us that the word Vayisabel is in the reflexive tense. He spoiled. He filled himself up with anger.
Lemanchem.
Although sometimes lemanchem means for you, I'm doing something for you in the positive sense, but over here Rashi says it doesn't mean that. It's bishvilchem, it's because of you. Atem geramtem li, you caused it by the kvetching, by the Mei Meriva.
V'cheinu oimer haposek in Sefer Tehilim, v'yakzifu al Mei Meriva, v'yeira lemoshe ba'avurom.
That Hashem made it bad for Moshe, this decree against Moshe not entering Eretz Yisrael, is ba'avuram, is because of them, because of Am Yisrael.
Rav loch, shelo yoimru rav kamo koshe, ve'atalmid kamo salvonu mafzio.
I'm asking you to stop davening, so people shouldn't say, Rav, the master, that's me, Hashem, is so difficult, and the Talmud, that's you, Moshe Rabbeinu, is too persistent and is too asking too much for the same thing.
Dvorachel says Rashi, second pshat in Rav Loch, Har b'mize shomu lecho, Rav tuva tzofun loch.
According to the second pshat of Rashi, which my guess is, my feeling is that it's more of a drash than a pshat, says that Rav Loch, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a lot more waiting for you in Olam Habo.
פסוק חוב זין עלי ראש הפסגו וסוינךו יומו וצפוינו וסימונו ומזרחו ורעיבינךו כי לא יסעבו ירס הירדן הזה.
Says Hashem to Moshe, you had two requests. Number one, Ebrono. Number two, Eres Oretz HaToivo. Your first request, I cannot give you. You will not be crossing the Yaldein. But your second request, Eres Eretz HaToivo, that I could give you and that I will give you. Go up to the top of the mountain, raise your eyes towards the west, the north, the south, and the east of Eretz Yisrael. Not east of Moshe Rabbeinu, he is on the east. Looking eastward, he'll face the other way away from Eretz Yisrael. Rather, east means the east of Eretz Yisrael. All four directions are in front of him.
Ureivenach, and see with your eyes, because the first request, Ebrono, ki lo yisavoir es ha'yardein hazeh,
you will not be crossing the Yaldein. Says Rashi, Ureivenach, bikashto mimeni ve'ere es ha'oretz ha'toivo, anivar alecho es kula, that I'll show you the whole thing.
Shenemar, v'yareyu ha'shem es kolo oretz, when did he actually do this?
Later on, in at the end of Parshas, v'zoyis ha'brocho, when Moshe Rabbeinu died on the top of that mountain.
פסוק חופכת וצוות יהושע וחזקהו ואמצהו כי הוא יעבור לפני האום הזה והוא ינחיל לו יסום אס האורץ אשר תראה.
And give יהושע instructions how to lead this nation him, how to lead this nation, and to strengthen him and give him courage. Rashi will tell us what this strength and courage is needed for.
Ki hu ya'avoy lifnei yom hazeh, the posh pshat I would have said, because Yeshua is the one that will cross over the Yaldein in front of this nation into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi will say it means much more than that. He will also lead their wars. He will go out to war with them. That's what he has to do. V'uyanchilo yisom, and he will inherit the land that you will be seeing to them. Says Rashi v'tzavis Yeshua, give him instructions how to lead this nation. Al atrochois, they're difficult people sometimes. V'la masois, how to carry them. V'la merivois, and how even if they fight with you, how to deal patiently with them. V'chazikeyu v'am, say you strengthen him and give him courage. Bidvorecho, namely, shelo yeirach liboi, his heart shouldn't soften, he shouldn't be scared. Loimar k'shem shenenash rabbi aleim, just like my Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because of them. Kach soifi le'onesh aleim, I'll also end up getting punished because of them. Says Hashem to Moshe, tell him not to worry about that. Mavticho ani, I promise him, k'hu yavo v'hu yanchin, he will cross the Yarden and he will inherit the land to them. If he goes with them at the head of the army, then they will inherit the land. If not, not. You see how this happened vividly. When Yeshua ben Nun sent the army to the city called Ai, that was the second city in Eretz Israel that they conquered after Yericho, he stayed back in the camp. What ended up happening? They killed about 36 people. Chazal say it was really one person who was equivalent to 36 people. But upon him, in Milchemes Eretz Yisrael, nobody is meant to die, not even one person. Fell on his face, davening to Hashem. What's happening over here? How could it be that somebody died in this war? Omar Loya says Hashem to Yeshua, Kumloch. Poshur Pshat, get up. Chazal Darshan, Kumloch Ksiv. The word Kum is written without a Vav. It could be read Kumloch. Which means, says Rashi, the Drosh is, Atahu Ha'oimed Bimukoimcho, Umeshaleach is Bonai La Milchomo. You're standing in place and you're sending my children to war. Kumloch. Kum means you're standing in place. Loch, this is your fault, what happened? You're falling on your face, you're davening to me. That's not the point now. Didn't I tell Moshe, your Rebbe? And that's in our part, right in our pasuk. If you will go in front of them, they'll be matzliach at war. If not, not. Kom loch. The fact that you stood in place, loch, it's your fault that it happened. Posuk Choftes, Vaneishev Bagoy Mul Beis Peor. And we dwelled in the valley right across the Avodah Zarah Baal Peor. And what ended up happening was you, Am Yisrael, attached yourself to the Avodah Zarah Baal Peor. And nevertheless, Hashem forgave you. And you will be entering Eretz Yisrael, as we're about to see in the next posuk. But I, on the other hand, with my Avera of the Mei Merivo, I was not forgiven, and I will not be entering Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'anisha v'agoy v'nitzmadetem la'avidas k'ichov, im yotach yourself to'avidas zoret. But afal pichein, the next posuk, the way Rashi learned the pshat, Rashi's ignoring the parsha in the middle over here, the paragraph, the one posuk leads to the next. V'afal pichein v'ato Yisrael shmael achukim, v'akoyl mochuloch. V'ani lo'i zochi silim choyli. Posuk alev v'ato Yisrael, Shmai l'achukim ve'la mishpotim asher onoichim elameid eschem la'asois lema'an tichyu uvosem mevirishtem es ha'oretz asher adoino Elohei avoy seichem noisein lochem. But you have to realize, Am Yisrael, Mi'ikar adin, there is no room for chatoim or for lack of keeping mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that although you're over avodah zarah and Hashem is letting you in, He forgave you, that's lifnim meshuras adin. But be'etzem, look what happened to me. Because of my chet, I'm not entering Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, v'ato Yisrael, and now Yisrael, listen to the chukim and the mishpotim that I'm teaching you today. This is the only way in order that you should be able to continue living and come and inherit the land that Hashem, the God of your fathers, has given you.
פוזוק בייז לא יסויסיפו על הדבור אשר אנכי מצווה אסכם ולא יסגרעו ממנו לשמור אס מצווי סדוינו אלוהיכם אשר אנכי מצווה אסכם.
Do not add to what I'm being commanding you today. Do not add to the mitzvahs and don't subtract, don't take away. Rather, keep the mitzvahs that Hashem has commanded you, that I am commanding you today, meticulously.
Says Rashi, lo yisayisifu, kigoin, chomesh parshiyos batfilin, to add, we know we have four parshiyos in the tefillin, don't add a fifth, chomesh minim belulav, there are four minim, we have a lulav, esra, gadasam, and aravas, don't add a fifth, v'chomesh tzitziyos. The Torah tells us later in Parashas Kitzeitze, gidilim tazel cho al arba kanfois kisus cho ashot achasabo, you got to put tzitzis on the four corners of the baguette. And even if a baguette has five corners, you only put on four of them. Don't put on the fifth. V'chein lo yisigru, don't subtract, don't take away. The Ramban adds another example. If a person sleeps in the sukkah on the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael, that's also Bal Toisif. And the Ramban says even more. I'm not sure if Rashi agrees with the following, but the Ramban says if a person invents a brand new mitzvah, that's also under the category of lo yisayisifu.
Pasuk gimel, einechem oroi ois eis, asher oso adoinoi beva'al pe'oir, ki chol ho'ish, asher olach acharei va'al pe'oir, hishmidoi adoinoi elohecho mikirbecho.
Although Rashi said before, in the Pasuk Chof Tes, that although you did, you were nichshal in the Avodah Zarah Baal Peor, nevertheless Hashem has forgiven you, and you will be entering Eretz Yisrael, that's as far as the nation is concerned. But those Yechidim that were over Avodah Zarah Baal Peor, you saw with your own eyes what Hashem did to them. Whoever was over Avodah Zarah Baal Peor, Hashem had destroyed him. So realize what Chatoim do. But the rest of you who clung to Hashem, you're living until this very day. And if you want to continue living, then keep on doing the mitzvahs. And be careful from averos. We're going to take a slight pause now in the middle of the topic and continue on in the next recording, Emir Tashem.